Oh no!
No, if you put Legos at the bottom of the sea, that's how you get new Pokemon.
I'm saying eventually they coalesce into a form that's living.
A living, breathing, organic Lego.
Oh, isn't that how we got Porygon?
Porygon
was made by all the AOL and Yahoo trial CDs in the dump.
Holy
coming
shit,
together.
That's where
they're becoming
those
sentient.
It's Pori.beta. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. God. That's the new one for the new game coming out.
Okay.
It's just a bunch of AOL internet cards that don't work anymore.
Porygon just speaks entirely.
Dial up sounds and shit.
It's only away messages. It's like
that is an Eldritch nightmare.
Yeah. I wouldn't be Eldritch nightmare. I don't want to fuck with that. Yeah. So I try to get Tony Hawk's attention.
No, dude.
By learning how to ride a bike again. And I tried doing a wheelie.
No.
And I fucked up my knee.
Oh, God, Joel.
But I didn't even get to meet Tony Hawk. Because
He doesn't show up to every knee injury.
No. He rides skateboards.
Hold up.
This whole entire time, I thought he was a BMX man.
Oh, you're confusing Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
With, I can't think of a bike person. What are sports?
Obama.
Yes.
Obama.
Barack Obama.
He was doing 900s, tail whips.
And that's why I voted for him.
Yeah. Wait. Rock the vote.
Now is the time.
I got confused too. So Tony Hawk is on skateboards.
He's a fingerboard man.
He doesn't do the soap shoe grinding.
He's the Speaker of the House.
Okay.
Anyways, a bunch of legal battles later, we can't go nowhere near him.
Chief Justice.
Oh,
Tony
no.
Hawk.
That's upsetting.
From the Supreme Court.
We got our first cease and desist from Tony Hawk.
Oh. Sir Supremo de Porto.
Well, that's not good.
What they call him.
We
can't talk about him. We just talked about him.
All right, hold on. Start up. Insert like guitar riff. Squirt. Here,
yeah,
and rewind.
Should we just play the intro so we just kind of get away from any legal battles?
Play the intro.
All right.
Okay,
we're back. As you see on your streaming device, this episode is promptly called 2 Steps Forward and 3 Steps Back because this has been a shit show of a year.
Jesus Christ. It's a shit show of a world.
Our last episode was in July 2021.
Yep.
And we're talking about the next steps forward.
Yeah, and the current date, it's October 43rd. 2128.
I thought I was having a stroke. I was like, no, it's January 19th.
It's not.
Definitely January. No,
that's part of the apocalypse, Joel. You lose track of time. That's actually the first thing that happens in an apocalypse.
I'm still stuck on October 43rd.
I
mean, well, Tino gave me shit because I have a pumpkin still on our front yard.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
that's normal. That's totally normal.
It's
on
October
43rd of October, you always have a pumpkin. That's my birthday, Joel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You
guys forgot my birthday?
October 43rd. I thought it was the 90th.
Yeah. Well, no, it's October 43rd converts to January 90th.
Ah.
The new calendar is not straightforward.
They're using letters as numbers, and mm-hmm. I don't agree with it,
no.
And I won't stand for it.
Well, they're doing a seminar on March E about it.
Oh, my God. Well, so I think we should Micromark, the magazine.
Oh, God, that was the magazine that Bailey got sucked into.
He literally got sucked into the magazine. Micromark, we would love to talk with you about getting our fourth back.
Micromark, if you know Tony Hawk.
Well, maybe not. You know, cease and desist.
We need, honestly, so this is a weird episode because we don't have Bailey.
We're not going to have Bailey.
Right. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. God, what is happening with this post-apocalypse?
I don't like it.
Bailey is now... Well, Bailey is doing good things. He's off saving the world.
Yeah,
because
quite literally.
He's a like a famous doctor of philosophy in psychology.
He got his grade 12.
He's doing his thing out there. We don't have adult supervision anymore.
No, we're unhinged.
We are... The hinges have come off. The hinges are coming off.
They're not
everyone,
here.
Everyone, there's no hinges.
Oh, jeez.
No fucking hinges anymore.
It's all gone. We don't have soundboard. We also don't have a doctorate anymore.
Yeah.
We lose all credibility.
We do actually have a pastor. I am now an ordained minister.
That's right. You are an ordained minister.
So welcome to the Cutting Mat podcast, where you'll find us in the religious and spiritual section of iTunes.
Yeah. We're definitely there. And that, I mean, that's better than the hobby section, in my
opinion.
I
think so. It's going to get a lot more views. Also, you guys should join my club. It's not a cult. We do not.
It's my club.
Is it club, but hole? Like it? The word, the letters are rearranged. Club. The B still kind of looks like a T.
Club.
join our club.
Join our club.
So it's just going to be the three of us
it
now.
Is. Yep.
Yeah, but Bailey's doing good shit, which is awesome. He got his grade 12.
Yep.
I only have a grade 10. I didn't have done much with it, but he's done a lot with it. His grade 12.
I read at a B grade level.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get past them, like the reading level. I'm level 2. The books are definitely getting a little bit harder because there's less pictures. So.
You just need more experience, man. You'll level up to 3 pretty soon.
Read more comic books. That's all you need to do.
Those are what I'm
all the
trying
words
to get
you need
to.
From comic books.
Yeah. Actually, Rare Candy, that'll level you up real quick.
Real bring.
Yeah, Rare fucking, Candy immediately.
Oh, yeah, Rare Candy.
Isn't that just this is drugs?
It's just fucking speed.
It's meth.
It's just meth. Rare Candy's just meth for Pokemon.
meth with some, you know.
So we're back, but it's three of us.
Everyone.
Hi. But this does allow for us to meet very often now.
Yep, that's the plan. So we'll be able to meet a lot more often, put out a lot more content, you know, of high quality with no adult supervision, and also
we got our new recording area.
Yeah,
too.
We are in a new studio. Shit's gonna get weird though. It's gonna be a little bit strange.
No supervision.
And also the apocalypse has been a challenge. So here's the thing about apocalypses.
Here's the thing.
We discussed earlier whether we live in the apocalypse happening in slow motion or whether we are in a post-apocalyptic future. And I think that the determining factor is the event of the apocalypse, because I think we discussed earlier something about a Burger King. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It like got the, real
the event,
weird.
Yeah, the event of the apocalypse is whenever you find the kaiju at the bottom of the ocean. That is the apocalypse. And then the kaiju shows up and you're like, hey, how's it going? And it's like, hey, I'm going to eat you. And that's when the post-apocalypse occurs.
So
right?
Did we get eaten yet?
We're being slowly devoured, I think.
No, yeah. So the event, I feel like the event is the eating.
Oh, the eating.
That would be the eating. Because you can't go back.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Right.
But like...
the colony is already already in the skyline.
The colony is in the
finding
sky.
The kaiju.
It is entering the atmosphere. It's about to hit Australia.
Eating is all part of that because
the foreshadowing.
Yeah,
pre-apocalypse.
Because once you find the kaiju, foreskin. You can't stop.
It's the foreskin.
It's the foreskin of the kaiju.
The foreskin of the apocalypse.
Oh, I don't like that.
It's shin foreskin.
Shin foreskin. I've saw that.
That's my porno parody of Shin Godzilla. It's great. It's really just a bunch of government officials getting down and dirty before the world ends.
Dude, I'm on board. Yeah, man.
It was all shot in my backyard.
As the Bible intended.
Yeah, it's the Christian version of Shin Godzilla.
We have a pastor, and so we can say that's fucking Christian shit, man. That's how it works. It's all in the Bible. It specifically says that Satan's foreskin was... Wait, hang on.
Was that the snake?
Yeah, that was the snake.
Oh, okay.
It's all very complicated, and God.
It's real easy. It's in your public library. Right. You'll find it.
The apocalypse.
I'm going to have to take world religions again.
Well, in 2019, during the foreskin of this apocalypse, we didn't know what would happen. And then after the foreskin occurred, we were in the foresight of the apocalypse. The five skin of the apocalypse.
Bonus stage.
Bonus stage.
We haven't got past level one yet, but we found all these great bonus side quests yet.
It's in the point where the apocalypse is still going. As an aside, you guys probably don't want to hear very much about the pandemic because you're listening to this podcast to try to escape from it. But I think it's important that we consider it.
It's gotten to
where we are because It had it.
Not actually. None of us got sick from
Not.
But
no, no,
we are all in positions.
For me, it's the existential dread. It's the existential dread for me. What about you? What is it for you, Joel?
Work.
Yeah,
we're getting supply shortages. It's crazy. I'm not having a good time on Earth right now.
Tino, how are you doing?
Not good.
No.
Yeah.
Good. I'll just lay it out there. Not good.
Yeah, yeah, we're not.
My brain and my emotions are shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happens.
It's mental illness, love. It's this what it is.
Concept called weathering. It's a thing that societies go through.
Mental weathering going on.
It's battle damage. It's just we're having battle damage right now, and it's real. Really,
the battle damage is someone strapping a cherry bomb to a gunpla
and blowing it up. Yeah it's not even like artistic weathering. It's just like, what if I pee on this rock? what will this do? What happens if I pee on this rock?
When I'm judging that shit, I'm gonna be like, hey, I really enjoyed this.
It's a little musky.
What is that scent? I recognize it, but I just can't quite play asparagus.
Asparagus. Oh, that's weird.
That's what I thought.
So, yeah, we're not having the greatest time, but no one really is. But we are back to where... And I will say the good part of this is that we have our wonderful community that we've all been kind of like sharing this shit show with, and has made it a lot easier, which is fucking dope. So shout out everyone in the fucking the Discord and shit.
That Discord is amazing. I like specifically wanted to give them a million shout outs because they are like, it's such a good community, and I have people at like that send me DMs on all kinds of different platforms. They're like, hey, how do I join the Discord? Well, I just tell them you need to join our Patreon, and you immediately get an invite to the Discord, and that is the easiest way to get in there.
Yeah.
Once you are in there, you'll be part of a big nerd family.
Yeah.
It is honestly like a big nerd family. I love that freaking Discord, dude.
Patreon.com/thecuttingmatpodcast.
And if times are tight, because it is tight right now, let me know. Let us know, and we'll give you an invite. It ain't too big of a deal.
Yeah, we can get you in.
So, like, this is weird. this whole situation sucks. Besides the Discord. Discord's great. Everyone's great there. We have a lot to talk about in these next upcoming episodes. Everything from our experiences with mental health, with dealing with isolation in this pandemic, which ironically I had my first isolation experience since it started, and I've been working 24/7 since the pandemic, so this is my first time, and not even because of the pandemic, because of my fucking knees, but like had that time where I was sitting at home working from home,
and it's just you.
It sucks.
it's a weird feeling, because so many times when I am voluntarily isolating myself, I'm an introvert. I'm recharging. I love it. This is the best.
Yeah,
like, I'm in my nerd room. I close the door. Like, I'm at my workbench. But whenever you are forced to do something, it is a completely different animal. I think, like, in our first or second episode, we talked about the overjustification effect, where it's like, if you get paid to do something fun, it's not fun anymore because you're getting paid to do it. I think it's something similar to that. I don't know. Bailey's not here. I don't know what it's
called. We need a doctor!
Can we get a doctor of psychology?
If there's any doctors out there that just want to sit in and be like, no, that's not real. That's not real. Stop telling people that.
You know what? I think we should. Like I said, we did the psychology thing. That was super fun. Can we get like an orthopedic surgeon or like...
Hey, there's anything on Fiverr, I'm sure we can find it.
Oh, God. Yeah, God, a urologist. That would be so cool.
A urologist?
A urologist in here that could tell us all about the foreskin of the apocalypse.
They do the urine. Oh yeah, science.
No, urologists do all kinds of dick and pussy things, right? They're urologists.
I thought that was
peologists.
The special doctors where where your dad.
Oh,
goes,
that's a different thing, right?
Where the ladies dance on the things.
Oh right, you have to. That's why you get
a
bunch
of
singles.
There's a lot of nurses.
A lot of nurses. So you have to make it rain, and then you get an X-ray.
Yeah.
God, what is
MRI
the American healthcare system is not doing well.
You know,
I don't like
you know, actually, that sounds better than what we've got right now.
I was going to say, I would love to go to the strip club and get a diagnosis of whatever's
wrong
with me.
I was
going to
say, it's the budget cuts, right? The uniforms keep getting smaller in like specific areas. Yeah.
So, anyways, back to... So, if this is your first time listening, we are a scale modeling and hobby podcast.
We're a scale modeling and hobby podcast.
Most days we're a scale model and modeling podcast.
Please don't leave.
No, what is happening?
We promise we're in the hobby section for a reason, okay, guys?
Yeah.
This is what happens when we don't have a doctor here. It gets It gets all fuckety fucked.
It's not good. The brains are definitely damaged. I have had some damage to the brain. It's a different situation here. So here's the thing about scale models in Apocalypse. It's good to there's this concept of like recovery when you sustain weathering or battle damage, whatever you may call it. Recovery is very good, and building model kits or doing something fun like a hobby is a good way to do recovery.
Yeah.
Recovery is sort of a different thing from recreation, though. I've sort of been thinking about this a lot because it's like, should I feel like weirdly guilty about doing this hobby? Because just being able to have a hobby nowadays is a really privileged thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's so many people that I talk to that are like, oh, I love to get in Gunpla. I love it in Gunpla. They have no fucking time.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. This post-apocalypse is since the foreskin of the apocalypse, we have really been, it is just sort of pulled back. It's sort of pulled back the...
he's doing the motion with his hands.
Yeah, you've pulled it back like 30 times.
He's really pulled back the veneer of society and kind of showed us how fucking stupid everything is. That's actually part of the source of the weathering. It's like everything we thought were institutions turns out they're not.
Yeah.
And so... I wasn't really going over that.
I can kind of pick it up for you. Like, it's been a weird thing to look at as someone that's been working a lot because the ones that have the time to do this hobby, and whether it's, you know, they're making, you know, content 24/7 or whatever the case is, 9 times out of 10, they usually just have that time. But like, also the other side of it where it's a bad thing that they have that time in their life right now because they're looking for work or, you know, whatever the case
is.
Mm-hmm. So it's like this weird thing where you're like, oh, that's so dope. So-and-so's doing this. Right. But you're like, damn, so fuck, what's going on? Like, you know, they never used to have the time for this, and vice versa. I'm having so less time to work on shit now.
Yeah. That's the thing.
It's insane. So
it's interesting to see like how that inversion happens. It's like, okay, well, I want time to work on something, but I don't want infinite time.
Yeah, you almost feel guilty for having some free time, like, which you shouldn't. You shouldn't feel guilty for that shit, man.
When I started painting those Borderlands minis recently, I had so much fun doing it, and then I was done, and it was hours later, and I was like, no, I have other things to do. Yeah, what am I doing?
But that's you probably needed that recovery time. Like, that's an important thing that you have to do in your life, and yet you gotta fit it in. Some people meditate, some people do yoga, some people, you know, hit mailboxes with baseball bats, but we are nerds.
I had a flashback to like
God.
High school graduation.
What, you missed high school graduation because you were catching Pokemon?
Yes.
I wish I lived in the era of fucking Pokemon Go in school and shit.
Yeah, I know, man.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a weird time, and I think a lot of people have found this hobby, not just like Gunpla, but like miniature scale modeling, whatever it may be, artistic hobbies have really helped because it also provides for some an avenue of maybe like, hey, maybe you can like somehow, you know, make prints, make art, make something to sell to help because everyone is struggling right now.
It's the side hustle culture, which is another thing that's really
exploded like, in the past 2 years.
Oh, man. It, you know, since we realized that the entire economy was a sham and that nothing is real, now we know that it's important that we're able to support ourselves with our own skills. And that is the thing that came out of it. So really developing these skills is very useful. For example, I used my scale modeling skills
to
remove 7 stitches from my finger.
Yeah, that weekend. Was...
and here we have a situation where the failing healthcare system and my hobbies sort of combined. So that was fun.
I mean, the place you would have to go to, you put yourself at risk.
Yeah, it's completely... It's part of the post-apocalypse. Like, sucks. How, you know... You've got to really avoid the stuff, but here we are talking about it in your podcast that you want to listen to for escapism. Here we are.
Well, the other good thing I've noticed too is other podcasts have come out. There's yeah. a bunch in the hobby area. I'm gonna pull some up here mm-hmm. that at least that I've been listening to.
Oh yeah,
a lot. Obviously, you know, we got big ones like Last Podcast and Horror Shit, but Built Swideways, which is all the homies.
Ooh,
the Chopping Mat.
Sweet.
Ah. All the homies, they started theirs.
The Chopping Snips
during
the
this.
Chipping Cuts.
And it's
they're
dope.
Off-brand podcasts, but they are good.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. The Chopping Mat, I heard, was the first name.
Can we say that? Are we getting?
I don't know.
Are we getting?
I can't afford another season. You know how fucking Tony Hawk.
Tony fucking Hawk, man. Tony fucking Hawk.
He like came in and did like a kickflip, and then
he
like the paper.
The door down?
Yeah, the paper shot out. I was like, "What is this?" He's like, "Season assist, bye,
Wait,
poser."
Hang on. You got that? Because he just threw a fucking skateboard through my window. Didn't even give me a season assist.
He just yelled. He yelled, "Do a kickflip!" and threw the board to the window. Right?
Oh no, he just said, "Fuck you." Actually, that might not have been Tony Hawk.
That could have been the local kids, Brandon.
You know, actually, some things are starting to make sense.
Yeah. Huh. So yeah, like you know, Built Sideways came out during this time, and a lot of people have like started YouTube channels, and like I'm seeing the positive side where people are taking all this negative shit and turning into something that you know is either intertwining a new hobby they're into or existing hobby. I got into fucking playing Pokemon cards again.
Oh,
I'm fucking 30 years old, man. But like, it's filled with other 30-year-olds with ADHD.
That's exactly right. That's the thing, though.
So it's like, and it's simple
you
maths.
Know, that's what we want to talk about.
Real quick maths.
We could do this
very,
maths.
Very simple.
What are maths? No one really knows.
No one knows.
It's impossible to tell. That's part of the apocalypse, really, has caused all maths to go a little bit sideways. So
I can't count good.
One E.
Microwave.
And that's why they started using letters and dates.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
No one knows. That's the key, though. The key is you got it. Like, and here we are in this episode. We're trying to talk about something which is a very difficult topic and talk about how, you know, creation comes out of this horrible, like, it's a fucking tragedy. It's still going on. It is a consistent tragedy. But here we are trying to live. You have to keep living. What else are you going to do? Keep living. We're going to keep living.
Everyone's had a rough time, which sucks. But we're all having a rough time together.
Yep.
And now we're back together in a room.
I like this. Being in a room with people is new. Eye contact's a weird thing. Eye contact is weird. Cause like,
holy
you know,
shit. Wait, hold on. I have two things. First one is bringing up eye contact.
Oh, God.
There was a video I saw the other day of a dude who forgot his mask.
Oh, no.
And went to the store and was just
feeling.
Like, I just didn't have a mask. So I like went into the store and took care of my business and nobody bothered me. But I realized something. I don't like people perceiving my face anymore.
Oh, boy.
He's like, I've gone so long just being a pair of eyes in public. Like, I don't want this anymore.
You have to. I've gone to the next level. The moment I can walk, I'm getting a fucking ski mask to wear in buildings. I'm done with anyone recognizing at all.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I don't want to exist in the world, but I want to live in it. So that's the way to do it. Anonymize yourself. Ugh.
We've become a hermit.
We have to do that. Have we become that? Or have we always been hermits?
Maybe we've always been hermits.
We're just letting our hermits.
We're allowed to at least scatter around a little bit. Now we can't really.
You say scatter, I say skitter. We skittered really previously.
Yeah, it wasn't really a skatter.
I prefer scramble.
You're a scrambler?
Really? Yeah, I'm a scrambler.
Oh, are you a scrambler?
I'm a scramble, man.
I can see you scramble. Yeah. You're such a scramble, man.
You're definitely a scramble. Definitely scramble.
You're such a scrambler. God, Tino, our scrambler.
The other thing is, we've said it a couple times already, is that do you guys remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we were trying really hard not to talk about the pandemic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time.
You know, like and in 1918 when the pandemic started.
It's not, it's not that we were denying the pandemic. It's just like it was going on.
We don't want to remind anyone.
We don't remind. It's escapism. Right. We're supposed to let that. But now it's gotten to the point where like, hey.
We have to.
3 years of our life have gone.
We have to talk about it.
This is probably the only episode we're going to bring it up in detail.
It probably is.
In detail, yeah.
The next one will go into more of like certain topics within it or consequences or reactions from stuff we've dealt with this. But other than that, I mean, we've all been pretty busy. It's been crazy. But now it feels good to be back. It feels good to fucking record because I got a lot of things to talk about.
Oh, it's great. We're all sitting in each other's laps, just kind of like shuffling around.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, making you're on my contact. Bladder, Tina. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
Thanks. There we go. Much appreciated. You're on my apocalypse. You're on my apocalypse.
You're on.
Then you're moving.
You're on my apocalypse. So we do have a couple of things. This is going to be a pretty short episode, probably 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we've got a couple of things
it's
going
just
on.
Good episode.
We're going to be doing some more events in the Discord.
Yep.
Our Sunplus is back.
Yep. Okay, if you don't know what Sunplus is, I want to explain this because this is real cool.
Yeah, people have had questions about it.
You know how like when you do a hobby, it's more fun to do that hobby with other people.
Yeah.
But then also it's the apocalypse. So you're like, hold up, if I go near other people, I might get turned into a zombie or whatever. So you don't have to go near those gnashing teeth. Instead, you can call in and see other gnashing teeth through your computer set.
Exactly. And also, let's remember this 3 years in the future when we were Brandon fucking called out the zombie apocalypse that's going to happen.
I predict the next, there will be a zombie outbreak in approximately 3 years. It's going to, patient zero is in
something
Burger
has
King,
to happen.
In Chicago, there's going to be patient zero.
It's all because of the BK Birthday Club.
That's
got
exactly
removed.
It. The BK Birthday Club was the only thing keeping the zombie apocalypse at bay. And at this point,
it's your fault, Burger King.
It can happen anytime. We're just honestly.
The most cohesive zombie apocalypse theory I've ever heard.
Well, it's the only one proven by science.
It's honestly literally. It's literally literal.
Literal.
Yeah. Literally literal.
It's literally literal science.
Yeah. Don't question it.
Literally.
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 All they had to do is keep the Burger King Birthday Club.
Yeah. That's all they needed.
That's it.
The Burger King Birthday Club was a place where you could just like.
Similar
it just,
times.
It kept everything in order, honestly. Now that there's just chaos. It's just... it's chaos! It's all chaos!
It's all your fault, Burger King.
The
I hate you.
The Birthday Club is gone!
It's terrible. Yeah, anyways, we're going to do a Q&A with Burger King.
Well, hey, guys, are we going to record a podcast today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tony Hawk, if you want to do a Q&A with us...
We're talking about Sunplug.
Oh, fuck, that's where we're... okay, yeah, Christ. let's...
God...
Do we all?
Woo! Yeah, so Sunpla's a thing where on our Discord,
we have to do it.
Everybody jumps in, turns on their video or not. If they just talk.
Or
and
you,
like,
if you don't want to talk, it's fine. You can chill. Listen to us talk. Who cares?
Personally, I don't have my video on unless I want to show something.
Yep.
Or I need to show somebody something to get like more information on it or whatever. So
sometimes, you know, the fun thing is like sometimes we talk about building stuff. Sometimes we just talk about whatever.
Just talk. Yeah. Sometimes we do like cool tutorials and shit.
Yeah. It's fun to like just do your hobby at your own workbench while you're also hanging out with people somewhere. Like we used to do it in the hobby store. Now we do it in our own homes.
Joel did a photography lesson once.
A little trial run of that. We're going to do more like workshops where we're actually going to like tell you guys at least like a week ahead of time kind of thing, make sure everyone can.
And we can do a quick sneak peek of that one here. Joel, how would you describe ISO?
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 And make it the ISOs. More light come in and make it a picture big bright or so big small, big blurry, big sharp.
That's the what I want.
Big sharp.
Yeah, big sharp.
Big sharp.
All right. Lower the number, it looks like big cool balls.
What if it's negative?
Negative, it's not going to show anything.
If my ISO has become negative,
you have developed a new ISO system.
The anti-photons come in contact with the photons from the physical realm.
We've got people playing video games. That's tight. I've been playing Borderlands 3.
Hell yeah.
Tino.
Yeah,
I got
without
my
guns. Me, because nope. I'm stuck on the lonely Sony aisle.
Oh.
Well, maybe Microsoft will buy them and then you'll be fine.
No. Wait, okay. I don't want to get into this. I did see today, however, that because of the Microsoft buying Activision, Sony's stocks dropped
like
600 million or something
that. All of a sudden,
holy
big stonks.
It happened just like
man.
That's nuts.
Competition.
What else we got? Music.
I got one more video game thing. I've been playing Gundam Battle Operation 2 on PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they merged the PS4 and PS5 servers, so some of you may have seen me online. Mecha genre is my name.
Is it fun?
It's fantastic. I fucking love it.
I might,
you,
I might try
so
it.
Much
have
fun.
You played Code Fairy yet?
Yes, dude. Yeah. I'm almost done with Code Fairy.
Oh, man. I want to play it so
bad.
It is
super
fun. I'm just now playing Spider-Man.
It's great.
Oh, Spider-Man's good.
It's a lot of fun.
I have heard that Spider-Man is like... Play it. And it's like play photorealistic, it. Right? It's fucking...
Amazing. I would say photorealistic, but it's like very high-end, like I get you. Skin very, texture.
Very look, I was yard. Happy with GBO2 because I just unlocked the Sniper 2 White Dingo. Like, hey.
Bought Gundam Breaker again.
Oh, yeah!
The fun one.
Breaker 3?
Yeah, yeah, the
three
fun
is the
one.
Fun one.
Me and Vaughn and Kermit have been playing whenever...
Awesome.
The slim
I tried,
chance
I
get time
I
to play video
new,
games. Yeah.
New Gundam Breaker, not so much.
Yeah,
no.
I like the SD thing. That's about it.
Yep,
that's the only thing I wish that was in that.
You get those
SD.
Options.
Yeah.
I hope they make a new Breaker, but
they have
go
to
the three route.
Yeah, they just have to make okay, guys.
I think
this
they
is
learned
four.
Something.
Go
right,
back.
This
backwards.
Is four.
They need to go
this
backwards.
Is four.
New doesn't exist. This is four.
Whenever
they're
it
making
has
new armored core.
Whenever a movie or anything doesn't have like a 1, 2, 3, 4,
oh, yeah.
it's just gonna
yep.
be bad.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be bad.
Well, you could also be like whatchamacallit them, the Kingdom Hearts, right? Where you got.
Oh yeah, I've never played that.
It's like 1, 1.5, 2, 2 3/8, 2 7/5,
yeah.
and it's like whoa,
yeah,
what the
it's
fuck
like
is
2.8, 3.5.
Did they start using shapes at one point?
3.1, yeah. It's Kingdom Hearts Triangle. Welcome to Triangle Town. We're gonna March E.
If you played Circle,
out.
You're gonna love Square.
If you played Circle, you're gonna love Square. It's got a lot more corners.
They did a lot
if
of
you
really
know what
fun
I mean.
Gaming conventions for the Nintendo consoles. Mm-hmm. Like for the 3DS, they did Dream Drop Distance.
Ooh.
Actually, hey. That was the only one because then it was just Chain of Memory.
Oh.
God damn it!
God damn it!
So there's more.
What are they doing?
Jesus Christ.
My bad.
I was excited for that one. I just this could be, oh.
I think we're gonna wrap it up here. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of cool shit in the Discord. We're back. We're gonna be making bonus episodes.
Yes.
We have some bonus episodes to get to. You
bonus,
went to SCGMC.
Bonus episodes.
We haven't been to a convention since
time. Since that's been brought up, I will be at GalaxyCon Richmond in March.
Oh hell yeah.
And I will be at GalaxyCon Raleigh in July, whenever that is.
I will be there as a customer. We are not setting up this year.
Oh, okay.
Really?
We are we're gonna be doing a lot more local toy shows.
Nice,
okay.
Cool.
Kind of, we're
cool.
kind of doing the more local circuit. GalaxyCon was great, but like when they opened up the vendors, they went so quick.
Yeah.
And we missed out on our normal one. And like to get the same size, it was like literally double, which we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars.
This is just going to be the norm, I think. This post-apocalypse is also like, you know, now that the cons are coming back and if it's safe to do a con, like
some other conventions have been canceling recently. So it's like, I don't know what's going on.
That's another thing. Like we've got our fingers crossed, but like we're waiting for those things to get canceled.
For sure.
If you catch the Zeta variant, you just start to like float.
Well, the Sinanju variant
anymore, and
is pretty good.
Well, the Sinanju variant's pretty. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's actually
only,
more of a positive thing than a negative thing.
Well, that's if you get the full frontal version of the
Sinanju
variant.
You don't want the full back version.
No, you do not.
Don't want the full back. Full frontal.
No.
What would the Maxter version give us?
Big old pecs.
Yeah.
You just start fighting people.
Giant fucking
pecs. Fist fighting people.
You take off your shirt and it becomes boxing gloves. Welcome to the Maxter variant.
It's automatic boxing.
See, these are all positive things, but we're talking about a deadly fucking virus. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
God, this apocalypse is terrible.
We just need an adult.
We do, and we're not going to have one from now on, so you're going to listen to us cope live on recorded podcast.
On the internet.
On the internet.
All right, Tino, sign us off for the first one of 2022. Part two, part three.
Part due.
Point two.
3.2.
Do you point two?
Have tried to advance. Yeah, sure. Hi, thank you for listening to this re-inaugural, we are back episode of the Cutting Mat Podcast. We are down to three. My name is Tino, also known as Big B Roman, all over the internet. I am your sign-in, sign-off boy. I am here to tell you that the guy sitting to my right.
Oh, hey.
Physically
to my right.
I just saw
room.
You touch
it's
him.
True. I am touching
Wash
his
your
elbow.
Hands after, Tino.
Yeah. He's a little greasy.
That was my apocalypse.
A little weird film on there, huh?
I haven't bathed since the pandemic started.
Okay.
I agree with that.
It was February 2020. What's the date?
Yeah, October 43rd.
October 43rd, 2142. It is my birthday. Oh, my
October
God.
October 43rd, yeah.
Ah, I'm 43 E's old.
Yeah, you turn at least 0.2 or a square. Yeah.
76.2 standard age units.
I can't math on a good day. This is hurting me. Brandon, please tell us who you are.
I'm Brandon. I do mechagenre.com and mechagenre on Instagram, and also mechagenre on Gundam Battle Operation 2. I'll see you, on there, I guess. And then there's this last guy.
There's no one to my right except for a bunch of Pokemon shit and weed.
You should introduce...
Trinitar? Or no. Lapras?
Introduce the weed! Come on!
Oh, this is weed! Hello! Well, I mean, I'll introduce myself or weed. It's the same thing.
It's all the same.
Mainly just, constructed made up of this, it.
It's the same molecules. Yeah. I can tell you the chemical makeup is
similar.
It's
about the same at this point.
It's all carbon. We're all carbon and nitrogen.
I can't tell what's not and what's weed
nitrogen,
at this point.
Oxygen.
Yeah. Anyways, Bailey's not here, so I'm not Bailey. Minutes. I'm Joel. I'm going to go online, buy all kinds of things. You just find it.
Ricky's Truck Nut Emporium.
Yeah, that's one.
It's still closed, though. You can't come in person and fondle the truck nuts. You do have to look online.
Yeah, we got a no-touching policy, and it got out of hand, no pun intended. People started coming in. They weren't take our gloves. They're like, why do I have to wear gloves? I'm like, people put their mouth on them.
It got in hand. That's exactly right.
That's what happened. People come in and start slobbering.
You're still allowed to slobber, but you got to wear gloves while you slobber.
Well, at least clean up after.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They're display models.
Be conscientious. Cover your hands while you lick.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
There are some very handy videos.
Oh, we have a whole YouTube. It's just filled. The truck nut, how to handle, how to caress, how to put on, how to take off.
They're handy videos, but are they handy videos?
Well, that's the other channel.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the back room.
That's
the video emporium.
The video emporium.
Yeah.
Uncle Ricky's truck nut video. You got to go through like 5 or 10 different embedded links to get to the handy videos.
It's really easy. Yeah. So you can find me there, Uncle Ricky's Truck Nut Emporium.
I'm subscribing.
True Gumpla. Yenshin Studio, where I make beats for people that sell drugs, and it's a lot of fun.
Hey.
I don't know. It's 2022. This is episode 3.2.
It's 3.2.
Season 3, episode 2.3.
Season 3, episode 2.G.
Or no, season 3, episode 3.2.
3.2.5. 3.2.5.
A. The math is still not making sense.
There
to me.
Is a letter.
How much
I
is
swear.
It in a gram?
How much is
someone
how many
listening,
how many
please, just
A's
like
are in a gram?
How many 3.25s are in a gram?
It depends on 3.25.
If I was going to sell you a podcast of a gram,
oh shit!
Our
I'm just going to reach over and start fading us out.
Right I would now. Want 1,000 mil. No, wait, 1 mil. Would
one mil. No,
well, it depends
1 gram.
On the density. What's the density of the podcast?
About 5.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fair. Yeah,
we did a podcast.